stations that provide observed or measured weather reports or relay assistance as required by the HWNet control. The net generally activates whenever a storm system has achieved a hurricane status and was in 300 miles of a populated landmass, but this can vary due to the forward speed and intensity of the storm or the request of the forecasters at the National Hurricane Center. Once activated, the Hurricane Watch Net operates 24/7 on 14.325 megahertz during the day and 7.268 megahertz at night until a storm is no longer a threat to life and property. Hurricanes can and do make landfall at night, added Graves. The HWN cannot assign net controllers responsibilities on a specific timetable, but must be prepared to work as a cohesive unit, passing control as the situation dictates and keeping the net available for as much time as it takes to get the job done. At this time, there's a real need for stations located in the middle to western sections of the U.S., Canada, Central America, and throughout the Caribbean, those who are fully bilingual, fluent in Spanish and English or French Creole and English, and stations who can help with overnight operations, midnight to 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Not all applicants are accepted. One common reason is that when an applicant is from an area which is overcrowded with members, that's a good problem to have, said Graves. This does not mean, however, that an applicant may not be accepted in the future. The HWN will keep applications on file for future reference. If you're interested in training to become a net control operator for the Hurricane Watch Net, please visit the Net Control Information page at their website. More information on the net, including weather data on the tropics and more, please visit the HWN website, www.hwn.org. To read more about the HWN, its history and mission, visit the Hurricane Watch Net, who we are. Las Vegas, Nevada American Legion Post 149, along with members of the 40N8 Voyager 306, will operate special event station NV7AL February 19th through the 24th, 2025. The event celebrates the 76th anniversary of the United States and the state of Nevada, receiving a 40N8 Merci train boxcar in 1949. The Merci train boxcar serves as a memorial to the Allies' participation in World War II. The car was called a 40N8, because the French military rated it to carry 40 men or 8 horses. There is a 40N8 Merci train boxcar located in Boulder City, Nevada. To learn more, visit Merci Train. The 40N8, a charitable honor society of American wartime veterans, was founded in 1920 by American Legionnaires. NV7AL will be operating at various times each day, primarily on 7.07.
American Radio Relay League News will continue in 20 seconds.